بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كادوا ليستفزونك من الأرض ليخرجوك منها وإذا لا يلبثون خلافك إلا قليلا.
Verse number 76. And the disbelievers were close to troubling you, due to their enmity towards you, to exile you from Mecca. However, Allah stopped them from exiling you until you yourself migrated on the command of your Lord. And had they exiled you, they would not have remained after exiling you except for a short while.
سُنَّةَ مَنْ قَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنْ رُسُلِنَا وَلَا تَجِدُ لِسُنَّتِنَا تَحْوِيلًا.
Verse number 77. The issue of their not remaining after you, except for a short while, is the constant practice of Allah with respect to the messengers before you. Namely that whenever a messenger was exiled by his people, Allah sent punishment upon them. And you will not find, O Messenger, any change in my practice, but rather, you will find it to be established and constant.
أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا.
Verse number 78. Establish the prayer by performing it in the most complete manner in its times, which are the declining of the sun from the middle of the sky, and this includes the Dhuhr and Asr prayers, until the darkness of night. And this includes the Maghrib and Isha prayers. And establish the Fajr prayer, and lengthen the recitation therein, as the Fajr prayer is attended by the angels of night and the angels of day.
وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا.
Verse number 79. And in part of the night, O Messenger, stand and pray, so that your prayer increases your rank, and seeking for your Lord to raise you to the praised station on the Day of Judgment, as an intercessor for the people from the horrors of the Day of Judgment, and so that you attain the position of the great intercession, for which the first and the last will praise you.
وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا.
Verse number 80. And say, O Messenger, O my Lord, make all my entrances and exits in your obedience, and for your pleasure, and give me from yourself a clear proof through which you help me against my enemy.
وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا.
Verse number 81. And say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, Islam has come. The help which Allah promised has come true, and idolatry and disbelief has gone. Surely, falsehood is going and will disappear, unable to remain in the face of truth.
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا.
Verse number 82. And I reveal in the Qur'an that which cures the hearts of ignorance, disbelief, and doubt, cures the bodies when treated through it, and that which is a mercy for the believers who practice it. And this Qur'an only increases the disbelievers in destruction, as listening to it angers them, and makes them deny and turn away from it even more.
وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَئُوسًا.
Verse number 83. And when I grant man a blessing such as health and wealth, he turns away from thanking Allah and obeying Him, and moves further away out of pride. But when illness, poverty, or the like befalls him, He becomes extremely despondent and hopeless of Allah's mercy.
قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا.
Verse number 84. Say, O Messenger, every man acts on the path which resembles his condition, in either guidance or misguidance. But your Lord knows best who is most guided towards the truth.
ويسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا.
Verse number 85. O Messenger, the disbelievers among the people of the book ask you regarding the reality of the soul. Say to them, the soul is from the command of my Lord, and the knowledge you and all the creation of Allah have been granted is little in comparison to the knowledge of Allah.
وَلَئِن شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا.
Verse number 86. By Allah, if I wanted to take away, O Messenger, the revelation I sent to you by erasing it from the hearts and books, I could take it away, then you would not find anyone to help you and take responsibility to return it. Beneficial points. 1. The unchanging custom of Allah with all nations is that every nation which rejected its messenger and exiled him was quickly punished by Allah. 2. These verses prove how needy the servant is of Allah making him steadfast, and that he should always earnestly praise his Lord to keep him firm upon faith. 3. When the truth manifests, falsehood vanishes. Falsehood does not rise except in times and places where the people of truth become complacent. 4. The cure contained within the Quran includes curing the hearts of doubts, ignorance, incorrect ideas, deviation, and evil objectives. 5. These verses prove that if a person is asked regarding a matter which is not beneficial to the questioner, it is better to avoid answering it, and instead, tell him what he needs and guide him to what will benefit him.
إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ كَبِيرًا.
Verse number 87. However, I did not take it away by way of mercy from your Lord, and I left it preserved. Surely, your Lord's grace on you is great, as he made you a messenger, sealed the prophets upon you, and revealed the Quran to you. When the idolaters alleged that this Quran is of the same category as human speech, and they requested it to be changed, Allah challenged them to bring something like it, saying,
قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا.
Verse number 88. Say, O Messenger, if all of human mankind and jinns united to bring the like of this Qur'an, which was revealed to you, in its eloquence, excellent sequence and pure style, they will never be able to bring anything like it, even if they were to all assist and help one another.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا.
Verse number 89. And I have explained to people in this Qur'an and brought all types of advice, reminders, commands, prohibitions, and stories they can take lessons from, in the hope they will believe. But most people have refused except to deny this Qur'an. And when they were unable to do so, they began to make difficult requests. Hence, they made the following requests.
وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا.
Verse number 90. The idolaters said, I will never believe you until you extract for us, from the ground of Mecca, a spring that does not stop flowing.
أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا.
Verse number 91. Or you have a garden with many flowers, in which you make rivers flow profusely.
أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا.
Verse number 92. Or you make the sky fall upon us, as you mentioned, as fragments of punishment. Or you bring Allah and the angels visibly before us, so they can testify to the truth of what you claim.
أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا.
Verse number 93. Or you have a house adorned with gold and other things, or you ascend to the sky, and if you do ascend to it, we will never believe you have been sent unless you come down with a book, written from Allah, in which you can read that you are Allah's messenger. Say, O messenger, my Lord is pure, I am only a human messenger, like all other messengers. I do not have the ability to bring anything. So how can I bring what you have requested?
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا.
Verse number 94. And the only thing which stopped the disbelievers from bringing faith upon Allah and His messengers, and acting upon what the messenger brought, was their refusal to accept that a messenger can be from humankind, as they said denyingly, did Allah send a messenger from humankind?
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا.
Verse number 95. Say, O messenger, in response to them, had there been angels on earth who reside therein and walk about securely, as is your condition, we would have sent an angel messenger to them from their own kind, because it is who can make them understand what he has been sent with. It would not be wise to send to them a messenger from humankind, and likewise is the case with you.
قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا.
Verse number 96. Say, O messenger, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you, that I am a messenger was sent to you, and that I have conveyed what I was sent to you. Surely, He encompasses the conditions of His servants, nothing of them being hidden from Him, and He sees all the secrets of their souls. Beneficial points. 1. Allah has clearly explained in the Quran everything that can serve as a lesson, such as advice, reminders, commands, prohibitions and stories, in the hope they will believe. 2. The Quran is the word of Allah and the everlasting miracle of the Prophet, and nobody can ever bring anything like it. 3. The extreme stubbornness of the idolaters towards the Prophet and their lack of faith in him have been explained. 4. It is part of Allah's mercy on His servants that He sent towards them humans from amongst them, Because they are unable to acquire from the angels. 5. Part of Allah's testimony for His Messenger are the miracles He aided him with, the verses He revealed to him, and His assisting him against his enemies and opponents.